Do you guys want to keep doing this? All right.
That's all I
got to
do.
That's all you got?
No.
All
right. I'm Bill.
I'm special guest John.
I'm special guest Craig.
All right. I'll let you be a special guest. And these are some of the sodas we like. It's been a really long time since I've... No, it hasn't. I did it 1 week ago.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Never mind. Hey, we got soda. We need to vote. Which one of these are we going to...
I think we start with the vanilla.
Then we get crazy?
Then we get crazy. Start with the original.
All right. So we got Soda Shack, and I couldn't be more enthused. From Arizona Sodas. These go for 99 cents standard. How much did you pay, John?
79 cents.
There you go.
Yeah.
Full 20% off on them Soda Shacks.
All it has in here is sugar. I was going to say that's not all that much, but servings per container, 3.
It's a big can. It is two regular cans as Shack is to regular people.
Shack-a-zona. All right. So, yeah. Do we want to... We're sharing one can. Do you want to crack it open and give it the nose? Just pass it around.
Well, I mean, you could pour it. Crack it open and pour it, and we get the nose. Oh, it's fresh.
Yeah.
That traveled via air.
Jesus.
To get here.
Oh, look at that. Look at that amber.
It's a fine...
It's got this strange white head to it. It's not troubling.
Like all three of us. I was just saying our faces look weird, Bill.
You do.
Don't you make it gross.
If there's any left over, I'll drink it. Damn it.
There is.
She didn't pour as much. Oh, bastard.
It does smell lovely. It smells vanilla-y.
Here's the part where I remember I'm stuffed up.
Bill cannot properly give it the nose. Give it half the nose, Bill. Give it the nostril.
I can tell there's soda in that cup. Ooh, it's got a nice twist squeak to it.
Is that a measure we're doing there?
So, the coloring's all right. Enough, I guess.
Very fizzy.
It's one of those, it's a darker cream than you might normally get. It's very orange.
Which is interesting, because the orange is the next one we're going to have.
Yeah, spoiler.
Spoilers. Yeah, wait till guys, next week. Don't mute that 30 seconds ago if you want to be surprised next week.
Still can smell it. It looks good though. It doesn't look great, but it looks fine.
Shaq is contentedly smirking at me from the can, and I feel like he's reassuring me it'll be good.
This is the face where you clearly know something.
He's like, yeah.
I'll put up the picture so people can see. The best part about Soda Shack is that there's a Shaq on every can, and they're all different.
And this one, he is assuring us this is going to be good.
You know, get in there. Let's give it the mouth.
Give it the mouth. It started out good, and then it got weird.
Yeah.
You know, I said himself.
It's like delicious cream soda, and then chemicals.
Well, and then it's just gone. Like, I don't have...
And then it goes away immediately.
Yeah.
This is patented Arizona technology.
Yeah, I suppose so. Crazy underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it is the least exciting flavor of it. It's vanilla cream.
This is the base on which all other cream sodas that he sells were built.
Yeah.
I assume.
That being said, it's not bad.
It's not actually, it's not bad. Like, I would certainly.
Yeah, like, if
For 79 cents for a
shitload of soda.
For a 23.5 ounce can, that's pretty good. I would drink that. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I spent $2.50 for a fountain drink of, Diet Coke today, so.
Yeah.
The Shack, Soda Shack, far better value, but value doesn't enter into this podcast.
So I follow Shaq on Twitter, which, oh my God, I recommend you do.
What is
Twitter is the best.
It's, what is it?
I'm pretty sure it's just at Shaq.
At Shaq?
Yeah. A lot of it is him posting like a 3 or 4 year old meme and laughing hysterically at it. It's amazing. But when this came out, what he would do is he would put up a picture of a 7-Eleven, and somewhere in that 7-Eleven, he wouldn't tell you where it is, he would just show you a picture of it. Somewhere in that 7-Eleven was it's either a golden can or a can with some sort of prize code attached to it, but if you found it, you got to meet Shaq.
Do you think, what do you think are the odds of him retweeting this?
I don't know. I'm gonna try.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you Shaq, saw it, do you think you would listen to it?
Shaq, I'd like to offer you an exclusive premiere deal. If you create a fifth flavor of Soda Shaq, you could definitely be on the show to promote it.
You will break that news.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking soda news.
We're big fans. Not particularly of the milk cream, but of the whole Shaq enterprise. This can is signed. I wonder if I can sell it.
It's not really signed. It's a fake sign. But if you trace over that signature with a marker, you might be able to pull something.
Get it tattooed.
You should just get the picture of his face tattooed onto your shoulder. Okay. Backwards onto your forehead.
You notice that
so whenever
Arizona
you
look, has a basketball in there.
Tattoo it backwards on your forehead, so whenever you look in the mirror, Shaq is there reassuring you.
The face backwards? I would be the only one that was backwards.
You wouldn't want the smirk to be on the wrong side. You would know.
I would know.
Real Shaq fans would know.
A big can.
Oh, only 90s kids get this post.
A big can for the big man.
Oh, hey.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
It has a catchphrase.
Yeah. It's alright.
Hashtag Soda Shaq for the social media.
I should just make all my posts hashtag Soda Shaq.
Probably.
Bourbon vanilla extract.
Oh.
It's pretty nice.
You got that vanilla drink.
National spokesperson for Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
Yep. Good on him.
Was I helping children by buying this soda?
You better not have.
No.
That's where that 20 cents went. They just...
That was going to be the 20 cents they were going to give to the kids.
Is that can... This is number one. Has a number one on the bottom?
I think
this is number seven.
I think it's the numbered face.
Oh.
That's my best guess.
I was going to say, I would have been...
Load of faces.
Are we missing some sodas in the middle?
There's four sodas in more than four faces, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, I've seen the mother load.
Had I known.
Shells and shelves of the stuff.
This was a lot. There's a lot of stock there, but I only bought one of each flavor.
That's fine. That's all we need.
It's all you really need.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I like the sigh before you take another drink.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Like, it's...
It's
fine. I'm gonna.
That's it, really. It's
fine. Had it been earlier in the show, I might have enjoyed it more. But we're almost 70 episodes deep.
Yeah. I've been probably pretty spoiled out.
Hey, you only rank things for the year, Bill.
Yep. There's only.
No comparing.
Two sodas that I get to compare against. Sprecher Blueberry. And.
Virgil's Real Cola.
No, that was.
That was last year.
That was last year. The other one is... It hasn't gone up yet.
Top Secret.
Reed's Raspberry Ginger Ale.
That sounds good.
It's fucking awful. It's so bad.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, it has not been a good year for me. Everybody else liked the blueberry a lot.
So what do you think, Bill? What do you think? It's coming back on you.
This soda makes me feel like I'm playing on a team of basketball men. I'm not terribly good at basketball, but I'm not bad. I know the rules and I can shoot the ball sometimes.
But no.
So I'll give that experience I'll give it a 55. Especially considering this year. That's a really high score.
So I'm gonna say this is like you go into like a run down sort of restaurant, like a, you know, dive sort of Chinese restaurant or something. And you get a, you don't want water, so you get a, well, I mean, you know,
no,
not specifically
every
a Chinese restaurant, it could be
dive
any,
restaurants.
Yeah, it could be any dive restaurant. But you go in there and you're like, I don't want water, I'm going to get a soda. And you get a soda and you go to the fountain machine and there's something interesting there. And you're like, well, I was all set for something not that great, but at least there's, you know, like a, well, I can say this and you'll react, but like a Barks or some Scream or something like.
Barks. You had to say Barks.
I had to.
Soda's garbage.
But there's a non-Coke.
You don't put caffeine in root beer.
Oh, I would.
No. Goddamn.
But.
Don't get me started on Barks.
But there's a non-Coke product there, so you can get something a little bit interesting.
Yeah, they could only afford the 7-Up license.
Yeah, so...
Get some Diet Right Raspberry.
You know,
that's all right.
I've definitely had better, but, you know, I'm happy with what I got. Yeah. So I'm going to give it just a straight up 50, even.
Absolutely could have been worse.
Can you get my math going?
I think you need to turn on the navigator.
I don't know how to do that. That always happened on accident.
It's pretty amazing.
Creighton. Well, I don't have a good story.
God,
you guys
fucking
do.
Damn it, Creighton.
Gotta work out.
Where's Brian?
I don't do enough of these, I guess.
Poor Brian.
But basically how I feel
you
is...
You know it's bad when I'm asking for Brian to do an analogy.
Just get him on Skype.
Brian, pretend you drank this. Here's the can.
Come up with a story.
I don't know. It was okay when I started out. And it was just okay.
Yeah, it just
and then, as I drank more of it, I got more and more of, like, the weird chemical taste that was mentioned earlier. I don't know. I ended up not really liking it very much. Give me again, what's the 50 line?
50 is milk.
Milk.
Average.
Okay.
Perfectly
yeah,
average.
Yeah, it's your average drink.
Okay.
Consider that milk.
Milk's pretty up there.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a perfectly chilled glass of milk. It's been sitting out for like, yeah, we'll give it 15 minutes.
Alright. Well, that's weird.
You forgot it
still,
in the kitchen.
It's sort of
like halfway through your meal.
It's sort of cold. It's a little bit cool. It's not really cold.
Yeah. It's not room temperature.
Not room temperature yet.
Right.
You wouldn't call it cold.
Well, if I would have given my rating earlier, I probably would have rated it higher, but I'm going to go... I'm going to go a little bit under average on this one. 46.
All right. Thank you for not giving it a 45 and getting us a even score.
You're welcome.
So I don't even have to average this. It's 50.3 repeating.
Excellent.
All right. So, Soda Shack.
Soda Shack.
You can drink it with your face. As long as you got a Shack tattooed on it. That's all you need. That's all you need in your life.
Beat you there. It's on the back of my head.
Though. Oh. You can only see it when John shapes his basketball number into his head.